drifted through space. A lone vessel. Running low on resources. Broadcasting for their very lives. This is Space Desk.
You said we could do this with your supervision. I think it's going to be fine. Look, there's a thing here just called a waiting program. How about that? What does that do?
No, do not. Whatever you do not press waiting program.
I really don't think it could be that bad. What if... Oh, wow. It's literally just waiting music. Well, Stillwater, are you there? I guess I can make use of the time while he's gone. Okay, let's see what we can find in this program. Oh, well, this is interesting.
What happened? I was in a void. There were no feelings, no sensory input. It was quiet and dark. And now I'm back. Wait, did you turn on the hold music?
Okay, I turned it on. It's fine. All it did was play for a little while. But while you were gone, I found something pretty interesting.
Like what exactly?
Well, for starters, I found something that I think will allow you to see into another room. Think about it, a whole other room. You're just in this one. That's like twice the rooms.
This had better be worth relegating my consciousness to the void for 30 seconds. Why don't you try it sometime? See how that feels.
Well, this command is supposed to extend you to the nearest available module. And if my thinking is right and everything's been kind of, you know, debilitated, the next module should probably be the next room over, which is the sensor bay. And with sensors and communications, we can do a whole bunch more stuff. Like maybe send out an actual SOS?
Sure, I'll send an SOS to the world. Okay. It's supposed to extend my sensor range?
Yep.
And I'll be present in both rooms at the same time?
Well, if I'm reading this right...
Sure. Why not? Let's give it a shot.
All right. Okay, give me just a second. I'm gonna read the manual and make doubly sure that I'm entering this incorrectly.
Why does that not make me feel any better?
Calm down, okay? It's all here. It's just a simple command. Okay, I just have to get back into the program. Select the variables. Okay, one extra room, the nearest room. And now, something should happen.
Am I supposed to be feeling something? Because I don't... Whoa! Something is definitely... Okay, wait.
Everything okay, Stillwater?
Like I'm experiencing some kind of another room with sensory input and microphones and equipment transmitting data. I can't even make sense of it. Wow.
Well, that's great news. Is there anything that we can use? What can you do now? Do you sense anything? Anything actionable at all?
Yeah, we have a voicemail.
We have a what?
Well, let's listen. Hey, how's it going? Listen, just checking in on those ads I sent you a little while ago. Yeah, I thought they were really great, and I really, I just want to hear them broadcast. And, I thought we had a pretty good agreement. You're going to play them. We're going to pay you to play them. And I think that's going to work out great for everyone involved. But haven't heard them, so what's up with that? Hey, give me a call or just play those ads. Or, we're through. Thanks.
Everyone's dead and this guy's up in arms over the fact that we haven't played some ads that he sent us?
Well, we might have a contractual obligation to play them. These things might be funding our broadcast license. And if we stop broadcasting, we are, as you say, hosed.
Do I say hosed? I don't remember me saying hosed. Anyway, he called us. We have access to the sensor bay, right? Can we call him back? Can you call him back? Can we call for help?
Easy. I'm still exploring what I can actually do with this newfound room. Why don't you do the news broadcast, and while you do that, I'll see what else I can come up with from the sensor bay.
Okay. Deal. Let's do this thing.
Coming right up.
Good evening and good morning, or whatever the local time is near where you are. This is Space Desk. Once again, please help us. We are somewhere, floating out in the world, stranded, presumably in the Sol system. We just got a voicemail from somebody, so we've gotta be somewhere in the Sol system. For tonight's news, a measured increase in pirate attacks continues to be reported throughout the system. Attacks appear to be increasing in severity, and the targets appear to be getting larger. Local authorities are currently unable to respond to the size and severity of these attacks, and major trading routes are expected to be severely impacted for this quarter's deliveries across the Sol system. News from the Asteroid Belt election: the Inner Belt conglomerate is complaining that they are unable to meet the requirements set forth by the mining assembly that require them to send 40 human delegates. They claim that it's discrimination that they are not able to send virtual assistants or androids in their place. The Inner Belt conglomerate spokesman reported that at the time there were only 127 employees actually stationed in the belt, and that if they were to send over that many delegates, they wouldn't have anyone left to actually manage their automated operations. In health news, Pershing Biopharmaceutical is facing a class action lawsuit after its deep sleep pods, which are supposed to slow the effects of the passage of time on people who are traveling for more than 6 months, were found to actually increase the speed of aging rather than slow it. The race is on now to hold the trial before the plaintiffs die of old age. That marks the end of the news for tonight. Once again, I'm Communications Officer Daryl. Thank you for tuning in, and please stay tuned for a message from one of our sponsors.
We know you'd go to the ends of the earth for your loved ones. That's why Pershing Biopharmaceutical is pleased to announce a new series of products, ensuring you for those long spaceflight hauls. We know that extended deep sleep isn't easy, and managing some of your implants can be complicated and scary at times. But with Pershing, we've got your back. Contact your local representative today to get started. People subject to pirate attacks in the last 15 days are no longer eligible for any of these programs in any of the above sectors C, 5, 6, 70X, 9, or Q. Please consult your doctor before extended spaceflight.
They're lying to you. Wasn't that the people who were just getting sued? I'm not sure how comfortable I feel about playing these ads.
Well, suck it up. Hey, by the way, you refer to yourself as Communications Officer Daryl? I was wondering about that. Weren't you just a trainee beforehand?
Well, yeah. But I figured always when this happens in the movies, you do the sort of, you know, battlefield promotion. And there's no other communications officer, so doesn't that technically mean I get to jump a rank?
I mean, that part of it isn't so confusing. What I was wondering is, why did you set your sights so low? If there's no one left aboard this ship, why aren't you just the captain?
That's not a bad idea. Captain Daryl. I like the sound of that.
You can't use your first name.
Okay.
What's your last name, kid?
It's Smith. So I'm Captain Smith.
No, but seriously. It's not actually Smith, right?
It is Smith, and there's nothing wrong with the name Smith. I come from a proud line of Smiths. We've got a lot to show for it.
Smith is the kind of name you use when you're checking into a hotel, and you don't want anyone to know that you're actually staying there.
Okay, we have done plenty of things that warrant the name Smith being used. I'll have you know that.
Okay. Did you come up with the Smiths?
No.
How about the Granny Smith apple?
No.
The Smithsonian?
Come on.
All right. What have you done as a collective Smith unit?
We invented the spherical muffin.
The what now?
Well, you see, you take a muffin, right? And everybody's favorite part of the muffin is always the top part, because that's the part that's exposed directly to the heat, so you get this nice crust, right? So what we did is we leveraged the idea of floating dough in zero gravity. You take a ball of dough, and then you surround it by heat in every direction. And when it's done cooking, every side of the muffin is the top half of the muffin. Think about it.
I'm really trying hard not to be perfectly honest. Is it at least called the Smith Muffin?
No. We called it the Moon Muffin. And I guess I didn't technically come up with it. My grandparents came up with it. But I thought it was a pretty good idea, and I feel like I could have had that epiphany myself.
Well, Captain Smith, enough about that. I've got some interesting news from what I've discovered from discovering myself, for lack of better terminology. There is definitely food and a bathroom in the sensor bay. Do things that I think you are probably really desperately needing right about now.
Yes.
But there is a catch.
Okay. Well, what is it? What's the catch?
Since I'm not entirely certain of what it is that I'm sensing out in the hallway, and my sensors only partially extend into the sensor bay, there's a non-zero chance that when you open the bulkhead door, you're going to die.
You know, I was really hoping that we would have to make less life or death decisions. But you said there's a bathroom?
That's right. And food supplies, which there definitely are not a lot of left in this comms bay.
So we just have to open the door, and I'll hold my breath and we'll see what happens?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, for the record, I want to state that this is a bad idea, but I'm doing it anyway because I really, really have to go. Here goes.
Please don't die. Please don't die.
What lies in store beyond the bulkhead door? Only an intrepid listener will find out next week on Space Desk.